Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes, it's Friday. I hope you're having an absolutely smashing and wonderful Friday. What a time to be alive. 2025. Can't believe that we, you know, are here and we've made it to 2025, because the world's felt a little crazy over the last, you know, couple of years. And I just wanted to jump on and say that I really appreciate everyone who listens to this show. I can't tell you how much it warms my heart that people enjoy and you know, interact with the show, because it is something that I absolutely love doing, and it is something that definitely makes this scary old world feel a little bit better on a day-to-day basis. So thank you so much for you listening to the show. It is absolutely amazing. It means the world to me. But that's probably enough of me gushing. Thank you, love you, we'll chat to you soon. Take it away, past me. And so, yeah, you make your way into this town, and you see there is a little sign that says Firth Towner is the name of this place.
Firth Towner?
Firth Towner. Firth Towner.
Colin.
Yes.
Sorry.
Maybe. He's the mayor. Colin Firth is the mayor, so, yeah.
Colin Towner.
It's me, Colin Towner.
So is it like a proper township?
So basically what you're looking at is like a collection of collection of obelisks, which seem to be kind of acting as people's dwellings. Mm. But you see that, like, kind of depending on the sort of seemingly like the stature or how kind of like lavish the inside of it looks, it kind of dictates the size. So some of them are like relatively tall. None of them are like skyscrapers here, but like, you know, they're 30-40 foot. Some of them are like quite small, like 5-10 feet. And what happens is that you see, as someone like approaches an obelisk, a kind of like almost like a door like materializes out of nowhere and sort of swings open or slides open, and inside you see a kind of like almost like a bit like the TARDIS, like there's just like another space which is very, very different.
Yes.
To
and larger
much larger, and like you know, the obelisk like pretty thin. They're probably like a 5x5 or a 10x10 kind of like footprint. And it seems like people seem to like have their own set dwellings and things like that. There is as you see some people walking around, the biggest difference that you've never seen before is that everyone is wearing these strange kind of skin type black suits. Like lycra suits, which seem to have similar kind of green veins kind of running through them, like is on the floor.
Is that what I would appear as when my brain was released into?
No, that's what you've never seen people wearing these things before. Like this is like a new, like kind of new thing.
So presumably you've never seen Tron.
The Christopher Nolan
wasn't
2024 adaptation.
Tronet.
Cillian Murphy was in that, and he's in a lot of Nolan films, so it checks out. Nazak, that wasn't on Nazak's list, Tron. So
yeah. Yes, no, it wasn't on his list to watch. It was mostly the Americans.
I think I'm initially jealous because I've been in this realm before many times and was never able to take advantage of the sheer possibility of this space. Things can be raised from nothingness. Everything here is operates on some sort of imaginary whim. It's a realm of pure creativity, and yet I was never able to interact with it. So I think I do go up and I just like touch one of these obelisks to see what happens.
Some dude just kind of walks around the side of the obelisk and goes, hey, excuse me, mate, do you mind getting off my obelisk? What are you touching it for?
It's a beautiful obelisk.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, I designed it myself. Can you not, like, step back a little bit?
Can you alter its form with pure thought?
Yes, of course I can. Yeah, and you see on the side of it, like, his suit, you see it kind of flashes a little bit. And on the side, it just has the outline of a middle finger pointing up at you. Just like, yeah, is that enough?
Yes. Apologies, I was just admiring the craftsmanship.
Okay, well, I'm busy, so piss off. And he walks inside of the obelisk. And you see people like seem like a little bit kind of edgy and wary of you. And there are one or two people slumped on the ground with that same kind of glazed wire.
I promise not to interrupt you anymore, but my friends here, they need attention. They need aid of some sort. Do you know where I can take them?
Take them to the Tinkerer or something. I don't know.
The Tinkerer?
Yes.
Very well, it's yes. Tinkerer! Tinkerer!
Savissal, could you please describe for me what Alfonso looks like?
Alfonso?
Yeah.
So I'm picturing Eric Hocker wearing an apron. With like
sandals, thong.
Sandals thong. The standard court artist.
this is less
alarming
because
they're
covered in feathers, I guess. Yeah.
Although this could be like an Idris Elba in Cat situation where when you take the jacket off, suddenly you realize how naked they are. Right. You know what I mean?
I think a bird in a thong is extremely alarming.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong.
I think he's probably got like paint-stained feathers, maybe some like cool little circular sunglasses that are like red or gold or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's definitely got, I'm trying to think, because like you would wear a hat with a bird feather in it, but a bird wouldn't wear a hat with a bird feather in it.
It's just a skin hat. Yeah.
Just like a man's finger.
A bunch of finger, yeah.
Just a long finger coming off of the hat.
Could not have described a more terrifying... As for someone who's like your best friend, a bird wearing a thong with a skin hat and sunglasses. Like, this is like,
a good guy.
before you got the skin hat, I was like, oh, this is like a weird like Coachella outfit where it's like, what is this thing that you're mashing up? And then.
To be fair, I think that like the camera never shows the thong. You just know that the thong is there. We're always like three quarters. You're always just seeing apron.
Yeah. I will say, so the apron is going to be black and does have those green veins seemingly running through it. And I think just as you sort of see Alfonso come around the corner, that same kind of like pulse of energy kind of comes out. And you see that like as it hits all of these people that are wearing these suits seem to like glow a little bit, and they seem almost bolstered by that energy, and as opposed to you, where you're like kind of getting a bit more tired and like run down by it. And you see this bird sort of stands up to the full height and says,
"Yes, I am Alfonso Percival Maximus Binitar Onicon Vis Talbot Waterfront the Fifth. Who calls me?
It is I, your fellow artisan of the Golden Palette. Ah, good to see you, friend.
My, as I live and don't breathe anymore because I'm in an imaginary liminal space."
He like gives you a big hug, pats you on the butt, sort of like, "Ah, good thong.
Good strong thong." Because somewhere in his brain is going, "So loud."
Yeah, you can fully like hear, you're like both hearing this in your space. Being like, what's happening?
strong thong.
Please tell me.
strong thong.
No way.
I'm taking my guess. Purely vetoing.
No, I mean, not. It is not a veto. It's disbelief. That is the greeting of the court artisans. Is strong thong.
That's that same guy from the obelisk earlier. Just no way. No.
Too far.
Please.
I love it.
It's truly so funny. Strong thong is now the official greeting of the court.
Strong thong.
May your thongs be ever strong.
They must be so strong to stay betwixt the cheeks.
May the wind rise to meet you. May your thong stay strong.
I do think that the artisans of this court, they're actually part of like a separate little organization called the Golden Palette, which is like an artist society where they would like meet and discuss various like techniques and philosophies. And I do think that like one of their philosophies is like to truly create, you need to be like you need to be free, you need to be open, you need to be unrestricted. And that's like why they've adopted this kind of outfit. I think that maybe for like more formal gatherings of the court they would probably wear some more clothes, but like when they are
a dress thong,
yeah, exactly.
Also lace. Chaps.
Yeah.
But like if you see them like
they would
rocking,
cover their legs, obviously.
Please. Not my parents.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, if you see them rocking the apron and the thong, that just means like they're grooving. They are like
Hell
trying
yeah.
to create.
Wow.
What brings you here? I didn't think that you'd made it after, you know, the whole bang, bang, whatever, dying.
I don't actually recall the moment of my death.
Ugh, I do. I remember seeing you getting toasted by one of those fucking ball guys. You were absolutely, yes, flamingoed right in the face.
It was, yikes!
Quite a thing to look at, you know.
Gadzooks!
It was alarming, you know. It really was. And then it sort of seemed to sort of hoover you up a little bit. And then
was it entertaining, though?
Oh, absolutely. Fascinatingly entertaining.
Well done.
And then I immediately took an arrow between the eyes, you know, so that didn't help, you know. And then I woke up in here, sort of slightly strange. Anyway.
To be an entertaining final sight for you, what a great privilege, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. What did I do for you? Why are you carrying around these two memory holders,
well,
you know?
I memory holders, you say?
Holders. Yes, it's a sort of the affliction. Some of these ne'er-do-wells here prefer to stay inside of their memory palaces because it makes them feel good and alive and reminds them of a time that they were alive and they sort of lie around like junkies the whole time, you know? It's an awful affliction, and I try to help them. I do. I try.
Well, I would love if you could help these friends. We made our way to the tip of this obelisk. I had...
Found our way to the tip?
We gripped the tip, yes.
No way.
What are you doing? Get back in your house. Get back in your house. I'm busy.
Really? Something is...
I'm reuniting with an old friend. Stop butting in.
Something is stirring them from the revelry. Continue.
That was just one of the guys on the floor. Just like, no way.
I managed to break free of the Modron... I managed to break free of the Modron orb that was imprisoning my mind.
Wow.
And then, with the help of these two friends, we made our way all the way to the tip of the obelisk. And unfortunately, we found our way back into this strange liminal space, this Firth Towner, as it were.
Yes. Well, okay, step aside. And you see that as he kind of steps forward, he holds out both his hands. And you see that some of the energy from his apron kind of flows into his hands. And you see these kind of like metal discs appear. And he kind of places them either side of like Jin's head. And then there seems to be like a bit of a zap. As Jin, you wake up to see bending right over you, this bird with round little glasses, an apron, nothing else. And where the apron's coming forward, you assume that's a thong.
Oh, sorry, old friend. I didn't mean to startle you.
Do we know each other?
No, of course not. Why did you say, why would you assume?
You just said old friend.
It's just a turn of phrase, dear boy.
Where am I? I was in the ocean.
You are
somebody threw up.
Towner. You got lost inside of an old memory.
Or sort of a
weird assimilation of a something that the sequence tries to sort of keep you there, trapped there,
so it
makes you more malleable and more useful to it. You're here now. You're fine. Your mind is free.
Yes.
Thanks to your friend and thanks to me.
Sir Vizzle.
Welcome
and,
back.
Did you say your name?
I am Alfonso Percival Maxis Binitar Ornicon Vis Tailbutt Waterfront the Fifth.
Keep going.
And he's going to do the same. These discs appear, place them either side Turbine's head.
It's happening again. Please be calm, old friend.
That's right.
Just eyes fixed on the hat.
An impossibly long finger,
do
I know.
Do you like my hat?
This feels like a trick question.
This feels like a trick question.
Would you like it? And he takes the hat off and puts it.
It's skin on the inside, too. It's skin on the inside, too.
Oh, don't be such a baby. It's pleather.
What's that finger made out of?
I take off the hat and put it down and sort of back away from it a bit.
I'm so sorry to stop you. I'm sure this isn't the most ideal way to appear in space, but you are freed. Your mind has been freed from these strange machinations of your own mind.
It's
forming a sort of prison for you.
Freed where? Freed to where?
This is the midnight sequence. This is where we are.
We're within it.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm still catching up. Could you just say your name five times?
Yeah, you know what? I can. Because when I edit this, I can just loop me saying it one time.
I guess that's
five
fair.
Times.
It just it helps me remember someone's name when I hear it a couple times, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can. I'll do it for you right now.
Yes.
And just a quick apology to the listeners.
See, as Alfonso says his full name, Vissel like composes with each syllable, just like so excited to hear his friend's full name again.
I think as that happens, that wave comes back over, and you two both have that sort of strange, sort of like slightly uneasy, unbalanced feeling and sensation. And goes, "Oh, you're not. Yes, of course, you're not even suited. You probably feels rather horrible, that the feeling."
Yeah, what is that?
Well, it's sort of, it happened, it happens every now and then. It's sort of like a wave or release of some sort of energy, but I actually, myself, yes, actually found a way to harness that power. You see, you would know, obviously, you could probably feel it in the air. This place is sort of only bound by one's own mind. You can sort of manifest things if you're able to sort of tap into its energy. The only problem is that it's kind of hard to do so, and so I thought, well, if I can draw on more power, I could manifest more things. And so I did. I created this apron, and from that I was able to make all of these suits and a manner of different
magnificent
things. So, thank you so much.
If I can,
this is actually
of
kind
it.
Of a world where artisans and those with the creative mind sort of really come into their own. There are no limitations by silly things like physics or mathematics, you know, anything like
that. I hate this. I hate this so much. I don't like this one bit.
So if I thought of, I don't know, say a drawing of a goat.
And you see he kind of waves a hand, and a little bit of energy comes from the apron, and then like a little like A4 drawing of a goat appears.
Exquisite.
Oh,
this is amazing. Well,
I'll say
done.
Actually like a pen appears and he's like actively drawing the goat.
Turn, look, it's a little goat.
It's a drawing of a goat.
And then the goat comes off the page and meh.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this.
Surreal.
There should be rules. There should be laws.
Immersive.
There's gears that fit into each other and spin and turn.
I say 100% there is no real laws here. It's pretty
loosey. I create the world's largest banana.
He goes, okay, and then like draws loads of power from the suit, and then like above the town just a huge banana just starts floating.
Wow.
Oh no. Hide.
Jin immediately pegs it inside of a house.
It's a really big banana, and I'm willing to bet you probably could have made the world's largest banana that was probably a lot smaller than that. Like, they're all pretty, like, roughly the same size.
Oh, you know,
like,
Turbine, can I talk to you over here for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I think you gotta roll with it.
I hate it here. I hate it here so much.
Look, you don't have to wear a thong.
It does make things a little bit better.
Okay.
You see, you look over back at these two, and they're both holding thongs for you, like,
He's a child.
Oh, God.
Do not very well. Forever.
So old, like, I couldn't tell. It's such a tall.
I am a child, I say as I drink a martini.
It's confusing because he's always drinking.
He's got a full beard for some reason.
It's different for gnomes.
Okay, fine. What?
Bike shorts, then.
All right. Where are we? I'm out of my depth. So we're in the Midnight Sequence? Is the Midnight Sequence all around us? Is it like localized anywhere?
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Yes, it's liminal space that we are held in. There are those that are sort of claim to be aligned or sort of serve the Midnight Sequence within the space.
Obviously nothing the sphere said is totally, you know, believable, but if the Midnight Sequence was created as a space where you could upload consciousnesses, then it stands to reason, perhaps, that these are all different consciousnesses, and we are in the Midnight Space Midnight Sequence right now.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, we are a collection of consciousnesses, and sort of you see in the center over there where that energy comes from, that is where those that are sort of more aligned with the Midnight Sequence sort of service them, and occasionally they will come out in their sort of hordes, and they will drag some of us away and into that space, and then we'll never see them again. And then very occasionally, one of them will pop back up saying that they were put inside one of those little doohickeys that you're talking about. You know, it seems that we are some sort of resource for this thing, but they're sort of centered over in that sort of general direction.
Yes, of course. Yes, you get loaded into a Modron, you become the sort of thing that runs that, and we become sort of like these sort of souls that enter a machine and sort of live in a sort of living hell where we are the fuel for a machine that we do not wish to be in.
Exactly.
So I'm really sorry, obviously, of course, that you have died, and that is a lot for you to process, and so we can, of course, get you set up, potentially with your own obelisk. We'll get you suits and, you know, everything like that. I think that would be good, yes?
Are these obelisks like the obelisks in our world? Or are they just... They're small.
As far as I'm aware, no.
Turbine, leave me alone.
These are nothing like those obelisks.
Turbine, that's enough.
It's honestly insulting that you even think they're anything.
It's insulting?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Right. These obelisks are better.
Okay, well, and what? They're just different things.
How did you? I mean, you were already dead, but you're kind of back. And yes, anyway, well, that's fine. How did you die? Was it gruesome, horrible?
We didn't die. We were in a tube.
Oh, but you're here, so you must be dead.
No, I mean,
you were in a tube.
I was in a tube. I didn't die, right?
What?
We didn't die, right?
Why are you asking me?
Please,
because you died before.
You don't like. You know what it's like.
That doesn't make me an expert on death. I've only done it once.
I start shaking you by the shoulders. Please, I'm not dead.
You're telling me you didn't die? Like you still have a physical body that you could go back to?
We don't know for sure, but
These two do.
Did it feel like? What happened now feel like when you died before?
As far as I remember, it felt very different. Death the first time was painful, and then there was kind of a phase of nothingness, a phase of wandering, and then eventually it seemed as if there was a plane I could go to, a sort of a paradise of the muses where I could frolic forever, but then I was taken away from that and trapped inside this neon green hellscape.
So different, yeah, a little different.
Yes.
A little different. So...
So you're not dead, so you have something to go back to, which means that you could actually get the... Do you mind stepping inside of my obelisk? I don't want to talk too loudly out here, because I never quite know whom I can trust, but I know that within my obelisk is sort of a sort of strange sort of demi-plane place where I think it'd be harder for us to be spied upon.
Okay.
Can we leave the hat outside? Can we leave the hat outside?
Oh, what kind of finger is
that? Yes, of course.
Really creeps me out.
Oh, and so it's sort of, it was customary, you know, one that you loved passed on. You would just, you know, make something of...
Whoa, no.
It's not for everyone.
If I died, don't take my fingers.
Okay, just the skin. That's fine. Head inside.
It's okay to be critical of it. That's the discourse.
Exactly.
It's worth discussing.
We encourage that. Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about it, that's what artists all about.
No, I hate this.
Walks over, turns, skin shed lamp.
Oh, wow, you've taken this a step further.
Yeah. Jin is tiptoeing for some reason. He's just so confused.
I pulled him aside. Okay, I wanted to be clear. I thought the hat was kind of funny. This is a lot what's going on.
It's really a lot.
We talked to a literal demon today, and it was less terrifying than this fucking bird.
Can I be honest with you? What is a lot about this experience?
Sure.
Isn't this sort of inside a computer demiplane?
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of the fashion choices of this bird person prior to.
So, like,
it's a separate thing.
I feel like this is my fault because when we were alive, he, like, showed me the hat and I was like, wow, that is a bold statement. Like, that is a creative departure. I've never seen anything like it. It is innovative. It is fresh. And then he just kind of ran with it, is the thing.
It's like his personality now.
Yes, it's really difficult when you get good positive feedback on. Sorry,
it's kind of weird.
I'm so sorry.
The fingers.
I put my beak where it belongs. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Hey, that's okay.
Look, if this is alarming to you, and you kind of waves a hand, and you see the whole space kind of changes into like just like a really kind of quaint looking little house.
Oh god! I call the rocking chair.
You sit down on a rocking chair, and it's like it's a wood rocking chair. But as you sit down, you're like it does squeak a little bit. Like,
huh?
Like, it's not like, like what you're seeing is more illusory than like what's actually there.
This is wrong.
I think he's been in here for 400 years. It's just something is clearly gone.
How do we get out of this hell?
So listen.
This hell where imagination can be anything. this horrible world where artists rule. I hate it here.
You should see how
Turbine.
Much you get paid.
Get a hold of yourself.
No!
I start slapping Turbine.
You gotta snap out of it.
He's sloshed, clearly.
So I have to ask, so if you, how did you get here if you are not in fact dead and been sort of snatched away from any sort of afterlife by one of the Midnight Sequence's strange little lackeys?
I think we came in through the front door of the Midnight Sequence.
In the
front
obelisk
door?
Out there. We were in, we got into the, you know, the pilot chamber.
We don't really have the name for anything, but yeah, it, you know, like, however the Midnight
Doohickey was
the
one.
Doohickey, sure. We mm-hmm. sort of, we did squint the Doohickey a little
yeah.
bit.
Uh-huh.
And you know, like, we, however the Midnight Sequence was created, I think we just, like, we came in through that original entrance.
Whoa, okay, that's very strange. And you didn't sort of interact with it in any way? There was nothing that you...
Well, we kind of put a thing inside another thing, and then
put
we kind of climbed some pods.
We did it. What thing did you put inside a thing?
I imagine a drawing of the algo and then show it to him.
Oh, I hate this.
Behold!
Go ahead and roll me a d20 as you try to do this.
Just flat d20, that's a 9.
A 9? It's like a... it comes out like a kid's drawing, like a real kind of like... You try to draw it on paint. It's just like real, like, hard...
It
like,
is kind of charming.
Yeah.
This is not me and my
best. Kid could do that, and you're a master artisan? I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
Wait, hold on a second. Earlier on, you were having a go at me telling
yourself.
Me that I, me suggesting a thong for you was bad because you're a child, and now you're telling me you have a child?
Well, I'm using it as an expression, you know, where it's like...
A kid could do
a
that.
A child could do that.
He's
you're
insulting
wrong.
My abilities, and it's fair because this is below my talents. I
know,
can do better.
And I know, you don't have to justify yourself to me. However, that's... So you put that... Where? And then it did,
We put it... Turbine is, like, so reluctant to do anything, like, creative here. And it just, like, gives a very, like, specific, like, technical description of, like, okay, so the algo is a thing. It's, like, there is a series of bits and wires. They are exactly this
As
many...
As you imagine it, he's forming it perfectly in the air. Like,
wow, Turbine, you're doing
it. Oh, God, no, stop.
Wow, it's glittery. Why is it so glittery?
Does it look like this?
Yes, yeah, it is. It looks exactly like that.
That is... I didn't realize there was more parts to this. So, I actually saw this. When they tried to... They dragged me to the center, you see. There's like a initial sort of centerpiece power source that looks exactly like this piece. And he sort of shows you the piece, and it looks like the rhythm that you saw inside the sort of obsidian box. And he says, this is a fascinating piece of technology called the rhythm, I believe. And what it is a funnel. A funnel... For souls, for minds, for consciousnesses. And what it does, in the moment that you die, when you sail through, I do believe that there is a plane in which you have to transition from life to death. You see, the Midnight
I've heard
Sequence,
of that.
Yes, it took over that plane, and so it could direct the flow of traffic.
You're saying the rhythm is going to get you?
Exactly.
Get a hold of yourself.
Yeah.
Try slapping. Rhythm is gonna get you.
As rhythmic slapping. Yes, listen, and we've got to be starting something. So.
Come on, everybody.
I hate to say it, but we need to take away his blue Hawaiian.
Yeah, that's enough of those.
Yeah, all right, it's fair.
That part, you see, that part is it's a funnel. The Midnight Sequence took over the realm of transition and can now direct the flow of traffic. So if you die, it sort of pulls your consciousness, your soul, whatever, however you like to believe, whatever this thing is that you're kind of a manifestation of, and direct it. So direct it to here, or in fact, direct it into a machine body or whatever instead of going to one of the nine hells or to I tell you we had an ally of Ronus come he had died and so pissed god of the afterlife hasn't seen anyone in years.
I could see how that would be very frustrating. Yes.
You know, like it's a whole thing. No one's coming through. They're not getting sent there by...
Coming to his party,
Yeah, it's weird. You're expecting, like, just so many people to be dying all the time, and then it's just like... tumbleweeds, you know.
Right, and you think like, okay, maybe they're coming a little late, you know.
You're straightening up the, like, the table with the drinks and refreshments on it.
Right, yeah, you've got the music going and just no one's there.
Wow. So, let me ask, you said there was another two pieces or a piece that you put into this?
There was a thing we put into the thing that...
But it was two pieces initially that got... Okay. It's the algo and then the rhythm.
Oh, I see, interesting. Okay, fascinating. I wonder if there's...
Algorithm. That's how you pronounce it.
Excuse me. I do believe that's the that'd be the correct pronunciation. I'm sure.
Get a hold of yourself.
Bananas fly out of me. And hit me.
Right, now we're paying royalties for that as well. Fantastic. It's like, I wonder what the purpose of those other two sections are. If one is a sort of funnel for souls, I wonder what the other two pieces do. It's quite fascinating to think about, actually. I would love to sort of get a hold of those pieces if only I know what to do. If I give you suits, you can manifest it exactly as it was, and then I can study its composition.
No.
A mind as brilliant as yours must be able to recall it perfectly.
Indeed.
I bet you will.
Friend Turbine, no one but you could do this.
You try to do it, and I'll try to do it too. Because I want to just see if I can and remember it.
Yeah.
It's sort of like remember.
Turbine is very torn between the joy of showing off how much he knows and the horror of creativity.
Hey, Turbine,
yeah.
You seem to be really thrown by the kind of creativity of all this.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to throw something out there. I kind of think the drinks you make are creative.
Indeed.
You think so?
Yeah. You came up with some recipes, didn't you?
I guess I did. Huh.
The spizzle drink?
Yeah. Yeah, and gosh, I never thought of it like that. I just thought I was getting hammered.
Hey, that could be part of your artistic process.
Indeed.
I get hammered most of the time.
Yes, he does.
Wow.
All right, let's do it.
Doesn't sound super healthy, but...
Yeah, so he will basically like manifest these suits in sort of around your body as you're like... they kind of like appear around you, kind of like late stage Iron Man style.
Obviously, as long as it's not the thong, this is kind of okay.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't build a thong into that one, don't worry. I did into yours.
Oh, then I do have a wedge.
Huh. Interesting.
And then as this happens, so basically the way this will work is...
something's wrong with all of us.
Deeply. Like somewhere deep inside something went wrong. It's like something really, really bad.
Sometimes you make a joke 3 hours ago and then that's your whole character.
Yeah.
Strong thong. And so basically the way this will work is that when you have the suit on, you can manifest something. Mm. Now, basically, a very simple way to put it is that for every, like, order of rarity, the thing you're trying to manifest is...
Sure.
It will make it, like... That like much harder to manifest.
You could make a marshmallow very easily.
Exactly, very very easily. So it's like a very like simple like common item or whatever. You can just quite you know relatively easily manifest it. I think it's a DC 10, and then it basically goes up in order. I won't say exactly what it is because some of them might tweak. You know, if you're like, I want an orb of dragon kind, yeah, like. Mm-hmm. No.
DC 12.
Yeah. Nice and easy.
Wow.
So yes, you have these kind of suits that kind of basically just like you to like concentrate the sort of ambient creativity that's around energy. It's science. It is a science. Come on.
Is it science or is it art?
It can be both. I actually do think it can be both. The way I like to imagine it, if you don't want to think of it creatively, imagine it, if you will, like clouds of probability and possibility, and you're effectively just harnessing the raw magical, the raw potential of the world and the infinite things that could be happening. If a tree falls in the forest, you hear it, you know, that kind of...
Yeah, that does help a little bit, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Like this stuff.
This is fun.
Come on, bud.
Again, just like describing very minute detail, like every single, like... And then from this point to this point, it is exactly 13 centimeters. Now over here we have a...
Tabas that you go full Iron Man, like the holograms around him just pulling things.
Real Minority Report computers.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving
There's so much... swiping.
Meanwhile, I imagine that Jin's just there, like a little sticks appeared in front of him, and he's like,
that, and to borrow another Futurama reference, when they plays that like imaginary just a horrible drawing. And it looks like a banana for some reason. Keep thinking, he's looking up the giant banana. Sorry, I keep getting distracted.
The giant banana is just like floating up and up and up. It's just like, it's going to touch the ceiling.
What's it going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why it's floating. It's full of some sort of gas, and I'm not sure which.
Oh, yes, I didn't really, wasn't too specific about what filled the banana. I wouldn't want to crack it
open. Bananas fill bananas. This shouldn't be a question.
Well, it is, because if I can't see it,
God.
Who's today? It even exists. So looking at this, yeah, okay. That first section seems to be some sort of, seems to contain some sort of code, something between a sort of location and some sort of programming, like something that you might say put into like you teach someone, you know, it's like a teach it, training, like a training code of some sort. You might know, be able to read this better than I sort of see this in sort of colors and music. You might sort of manifest it differently, you see. And this second section, yes, that seems slightly different. It's sort of something to do with time, maybe.
A watch.
Yes, that's kind of how I'm seeing it. You know, it's sort of like.
I don't know whether you got that right.
I don't know whether it's like the mechanics of it, or whether it's like that's the sort of representation of something. Perhaps I think you would be better if you look inside and muster the sort of, see if you can talk to it almost.
Okay.
Yes, you got this. Come on. Turban, if you don't got this, I don't got this.
Hello, Algo.
You hear, I think, or like, I think you start to see in your, like, your mind appears like a bunch of like zeros and ones, which is like all kind of making sense to you. And I think, go ahead and roll me an insight check.
19.
Very good. Nice. Okay. As your... that's these like zeros.
I don't even see
ones.
Code anymore. It's just blonde, brunette.
as the like zeros and ones lining up.
Not a Nolan film. Ejected.
Oh, no! You get ejected. Yeah.
Shunted from this room.
As you are seeing the zeros and ones, I'll sort of describe it in a visual form so that you kind of makes sense. I think around the actual algorithm, it's almost like it unfolds as Turbine's doing this and goes into sort of weird trance. As it unfolds, you almost see this sort of mini scene kind of start to play out, which is where you see the owl, the first part, kind of plug into the base for Nobilisk. And as it does, you see these kind of little modrons kind of come down the line, drop down to the ground, and then the owl seems to sort of like upload some sort of programming to them, and you see it kind of immediately comes up in like a fighting stance, and it's almost like this this part of it is basically, it trains the these machines and like to how to like how to fight, how to like and it seems to also like be this, have in it the schematic for printing or sort of creating this type of sort of death orb robot, right?
They know kung fu.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Beep, beep.
And then you see that the second part, the Go, kind of plugs in, and as that plugs in, you see that that's when the whole realm of Amalur sort of just sort of freezes in place, and then you can see this sort of slow progression of like these little robots kind of getting printed off. And then it seems to be that like that Go part seems to be able to manipulate space and time within a sort of closed loop of obelisks. It's almost like it seems that they were sort of strategically placed throughout Amalur in order to like everything within that then gets like frozen in space and time effectively. Ooh. And it basically gives the obelisk time to print off as many of these machines as it needs to sort of like overwhelm the area completely.
So in the abyss, they were
this is what happened in the Abyss.
Yes, this looks basically very similar to what happened in the Abyss, but you're now seeing it play out in Amalur, and then finally you see the rhythm part, and you see a sort of the center of the Midnight Sequence kind of almost like pulling in all of these kind of souls, like kind of getting sucked in as they're trying to stop themselves from being, and they get pulled down into it. As one of them kind of comes through, you see one of the robots kind of like wake up and then sort of run out and stand in like a formation, and then until eventually the whole thing kind of pauses itself, and you just see this wave of robots attacking from every single angle, and basically just you see them like much like you were sort of, it was being ascribed to you earlier, like taking over Aberdeen, and then like you see them rolling over the mountains, and you see them like destroying all semblance of life within the Sapphire Lakes, and like the whole of Amalur just seems to like what I think probably most horrifying is it feels like it happens in a matter of minutes. Mm-hmm. Like it's like it goes from sort of peaceful, tranquil place to completely like almost entirely on fire.
Jin takes a knee and then tries to summon sort of like a Gatorade.
Sure. Like,
it's banana flavored.
What is that? I've never had a banana drink. That's horrifying. Just the whole world just destroyed. And
indeed, this is.
So is that what happens? Is that what happened when we put the algo into the rhythm? Is this already happening now?
You put it in?
Oh, yeah.
Just before. That's kind of what happened as we came in.
I think you might need to get out of here pretty swiftly.
Yes.
I do have. The reason I brought you in here, though, I do think that you potentially could help. You see, if you were to go through the doorway, the one that puts us into a thing, I believe that because you're not sort of supposed to be there, you haven't transitioned yet, you would be drawn straight back into your bodies.
Mm. Okay. Instead of going into a new body.
You would go back into your same body. So I think that's the way you get out, is through that sort of central door. Now, I know where that is.
Ah.
The only problem is it'll be almost impossible for you to get there on your own. However, there has been, partly down to my own design, a little bit of a uprising, organizing, and I wonder whether having people from the outside might invigorate us, give us some hope, something to really fight for. And you would be able to go in. You said your bodies are by the front door of the Midnight Sequence. You would be able to get rid of the malignant programming in here and let us all live as it's, it was originally intended. That we could live in a beautiful place of imagination. And also that if people wanted to leave, they could. They could choose to leave. The reason why half of the people around here are memory holders because they can't stand to be in this place, and they don't want to be, unlike the rest of us who quite enjoy it.
I mean, it sounds like a win-win-win, right? We keep the world from Amalur from being destroyed.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah. People who've already died get to go to heaven or hell in some cases. They probably won't like it very much, but whatever. They probably sucked if they deserved to go there.
Yes, they need to go there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we stop all these Modrons from doing it. It seems like everyone wins except the Modrons.
And I think that now that we know what the Algorithm is, we need to go back and we need to destroy it.
Algorithm.
Here, you want to say it with me? Ow.
Al.
Go.
Go.
Rhythm.
Rhythm.
That's pretty close.
It's close enough. It's close enough, for sure.
Am I saying the G too hard?
It's more of
a soft G? Al-Jor?
Algorithm.
Al-Jor-a-thyme? Al-Jor-a-thyme?
We'll figure it out when we get
there.
We'll
figure it out.
Yeah.
So, all we need to do now is figure out how we can get everyone on side. We could do a sort of big public announcement, or if you wanted to, you could try and talk to some of the Barnabuses, or Barnabys, or the Barnabini. I can't remember what the
Barnabinis.
Plural for Barnabuses. It's very confusing. They're sort of local leaders, if you will.
Yeah.
If only someone had a word for the plurals of Barnabas.
I've met a Barnaby or two. I've never... Well... There's one instance in which just going for it has turned against me somewhat recently. But other than that, just going for it, you know?
Indeed.
Like,
you want to just go for it?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Are you giving me a look because I told you to get in the pod?
Just a little bit, like.
Look, I shouldn't be trusted. I've been wrong about so many things.
Oh, yes.
This is the world in which I am most out of my depth. So I'm going to say Turbine, take the wheel.
Indeed. You have married science and art into this beautiful display here. If anyone can command this realm, it's you.
Be taking it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think what we'll do is we'll basically, if you go ahead, we'll mark this as a short rest, but because you've got these suits on, you see that Alfonso, as you're kind of like sat there just like relaxing, having a drink or whatever, and I think probably like having a play around with the manifestation, new manifestation ability, he kind of comes over to each of you and kind of plugs in the suit, and you see that like the obelisk kind of house that you're in is sort of like flowing energy into you, and so it'll be a short rest in terms of the time span, but you'll get a full rest, so you can mark a long rest.
So mark a cut. Cool.
Yeah, so you can mark a long rest now.
Be slotted to the guild.
Yeah, so basically this is you getting like a little like little
Should
power
mark
up.
It as a long rest?
Yeah, mark it as a long rest. Yeah. I'm just saying for the purposes of like you're not gonna be like you're not in a time crunch and sitting there for like 8 hours like, well, I guess we should probably go.
does the 5 HP that I gave everyone that sticks around for 8 hours still kick around?
Yeah, okay. That'll still carry on, yeah. Because it's
4 for me because I took 1 psychic damage for being wrong.
I love the idea that you're gonna die later by 1 hit point. Yeah, you know, like
no, if only
no.
Could have it.
Amazing. So I think, I don't know if there's anything that anyone wanted to like do or say during this like little hour of sort of downtime. Any, you know, anything you wanted to ask Alfonso or ask mm-hmm. of each other mm-hmm. whilst you're in the
Jen just sits in the corner. Drinking a Gatorade.
It's like a Gatorade factory just like manifesting them and downing
You can
them.
Only do that so many times. You're really kind of...
But it's digital. There's no calories.
It's always banana flavor, isn't it, huh?
It's tough.
If you're quenched in the midnight sequence, are you quenched in real life too?
Jen just stares and frightened. Well, look, guys, I just want to be clear about something. I feel like I've been kind of dancing around it. I have been taking a lot of my cues from you guys in this world. And I just want to say, like, I'm in it to win it. I'm here to get this done. And I don't know if you guys know or care what we're doing here, but...
I don't know, but I care deeply.
And I care, but I don't really know what's going on.
I'm just
going
to be honest. I was just thinking about it. And mate, was it earlier today that we were running?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a wild
this
day.
This has been one day. This has been one day.
I don't know how many days I have left. I'm just enjoying the freedom I have while it lasts. And if I can create some masterpieces and rile up the general public while that happens, then by the muses, that's what I'll do.
Amen. I'm still kind of getting used to the fact that he's got a different body now.
I know. Hours into knowing him. God.
Yeah.
This is how I am meant to be.
This feels like when you're like traveling through the airport with the same group of people.
I guess we're all going to the same place.
We all got mad at the same restaurant that was like hour-long wait for no reason.
And we definitely all said, see ya. Like, yeah. And then you're like, meet back up at the gate. Like, are you on the plane? Yeah, okay.
Oh, you're also going to Disneyland. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool.
I guess I'll see you there, too.
C-34? I'm C-35. Good.
Can't get away. There you are.
Cool.
You following me?
Hey. I guess I gotta choose to either commit to keep talking to you or put up a wall now.
Yeah.
Look, I feel like we haven't known each other long, but I consider you lifelong friends.
Indeed. Vacation friends that have become lifelong friends. Yeah.
The semi-nude Alfonso walks back into the room like, well, yes, I would agree. Just good old
All
friends.
All four of
Alfonso.
Us are equally good friends.
Wow, that's a real honor for me. I feel like I kind of just came into this group and to be considered amongst you as friends, nay, companions, is an honor I will, you know, take to my... Will it take it to my grave? I've already had one, so I don't know if it...
Yeah, when you say lifelong friends, in a way that's a very real observation...
What do you mean?
Well, just like, cause I guess we didn't really die, but we're sort of inhabiting a dead space.
Yes. Well,
is Mop and your woodpecker here?
No, I think they're out there.
Okay, great, good. Just checking.
Sorry, there's a mop and a woodpecker?
Mop is a robot. Does that clarify things?
Absolutely not. But I'm
an automaton.
I'm happy to not follow any questions.
The woodpecker's a book. Does that clarify things?
I didn't know that. That's great.
Why didn't you lead with that? Obviously, that makes a ton of sense.
Listen, that's a plan for tomorrow. I suggest that you rest up, and we will come up with a solid strategy.
Rotatoes! As you can probably tell, this isn't the normal sounding outro for an episode. That is because of the way we recorded this arc. We actually ended up recording a whole extra episode's worth of content, and so rather than chopping that in half and stitching it together and making some sort of weird amorphous blob of an episode, I thought the best thing to do is give you a whole extra episode to listen to. So arc 11 is going to go up to 5, which I'm so excited about. Gives us even more time, and I can leave so much of the stuff in there, which is great. I hope that you're enjoying it. So I need to go ahead and listen to the arc box and figure out what we can and can't put into next week's arc box, because obviously we originally recorded these as 4 episodes, not 5. So I'll double check that and sort of update you with any release schedule. But we will be having an extra episode of arc 11, which I'm so excited about. So I hope that you've enjoyed this. And then we will be getting into our team's plan to take down the Midnight Sequence from the inside next week. Just to say real quick, I'll do some plugs for people, which is to say this has been, you've had me as your GM. If you want to check out more of my stuff, you can head over to Three Black Halflings and also check out my social media, which is at JW_Cartwright. You can also find Zach Oyama on the internet, and he's on this show, obviously. Check out Big City Greens, which both Caldwell and Trap worked on, and I think that's probably about it for us for now, but I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and please do let me know what you think of Alfonso's skin hat. Woo! See you next week, Rotatoes. Bow!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.